equestrian education believes that the horse's brain functions at the level of reflex conditioning. Such elementary education induces crude and brutal approaches. Day 3 of his in-hand education, Chazot was wearing the bridle but still has a lead shank for safety. Jean-Luc straightened his back, slowing his body's movements, curious to see if Chazot would feel him. Almost instantly, Chazot coordinated the work of his back muscles and adjusted his steps with Jean-Luc. The matching of the steps is the spectacular aspect of the work in hand. However, it is only the consequence of a more important phenomenon. When the biomechanics of the horse's vertebral column are properly coordinated, the horse is capable of controlling forward movement and balance. The synchronization of the steps is almost a natural consequence. At first, the trainer adjusts his legs' movements with the horse's legs. With practice, the horse furthers the synchronization with the trainer's steps. To do so, the horse's brain learns to refine the subtle orchestration of the numerous and minuscule back muscles contractions and compensatory contractions of the vertebral column. Anyone who has experienced the feeling of a horse following minute adjustments of the back in the in-hand situation can no longer believe in the training techniques promoting shifts of the rider's weight and concepts such as driving the horse onto the bit. In fact, the concept of the driving aids was initially a sarcastic definition of bad riding techniques. In 1949, General de Carpentry wrote, "The methods used in equestrian art are numerous and varied. Some people have been able to sum them up succinctly and picturesquely in the formula push and pull. But no great profit, obviously, can be derived from this sally." General de Carpentry, Academic Equitation, 1949. Working in hand or riding, the feeling of a horse connected with the rider's back is addictive. The horse feels in perfect control of all his forces, capable of sophisticated movements and responding to the rider's subtle adjustments. Classic authors have used these words to define collection. Unfortunately, instead of understanding the concept of collection as a body coordination, allowing the horse to gain advanced control of all his forces, the equestrian education downgraded collection into a submissive posture, allowing the rider to control the horse. In fact, the way the equestrian education is leading the horse to collection is totally incomprehensible. For years, the horse is rushed on the forehand, crawling through the ring, holding the neck down like a caterpillar.